Who's there? Don't come any closer, please. Wait, you're not a goblin? Are you a human? Have you come to rescue me? Oh, thank the gods! I heard fighting. Are you all right? What happened? You slew the goblins? All of them? Is anyone in your party hurt? I've practiced medicine. I can help tend to the wounded if... you're alone. You killed a band of goblins by yourself. There's no way. Unless... wait. You are the Knight of Roses, aren't you? I recognize the sigil on your breastplate. Of course I know who you are. The bards sing songs of your valor and deeds at the inn every night. My father will reward you handsomely for my rescue, sir. I think the keys to my cell are on the leader of the... you already have them. Well, you certainly know what you're doing. Yes, I'm fine. They didn't hurt me. They didn't even starve me. They said they had to keep me clean. I was apparently going to be a gift for the one they referred to as the master. Though I can't say I quite agree with their definition of clean. I feel absolutely disgusting. They kept me chained in this muddy cavern for 3 days. Oh, can we get out of here? Oh, thank you. Oh, wow. Even though it's blinding, it's so nice to feel the sun on my skin again. Oh, God. I truly am a mess. I'm ashamed you have to see me in the States, sir. There's a spring nearby, just behind the hill. Might I ask you to take me there so I can wash off the worst of the mud and dirt? There's no goblin left. You've killed them all. I counted the bodies as we left the cave. Their orders were to stay here for 2 more days before heading back to their encampment. We have no reason to fear another attack or reinforcement. Besides, it's for you as much as it's for me. I'm sure you wouldn't enjoy traveling with a companion who smells as I do. I think I should be offended, but I do appreciate your honesty. Thank you, sir. It's just across the hill. We can hear the water from here. Let me ask you something. Did you talk to my father before you set out to save me? Yes? And what did my father promise as a reward for my rescue? Anything you wanted. That sounds like father, all right. So, good sir, what did you ask for? His blessing to marry me? Wow, what did he say? Only if I agreed. Well, I'm not sure what to say. I'm flattered, to say the least, but surely there are other rewards you could ask for. Riches or lands or... No, this is not me turning down the proposal. I'm just shocked. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying yes either. I guess that is somewhat confusing. I'm sorry. I am interested. We can leave it at that for now. Here, we've reached the spring, and right now, I really need to wash the mud from my body and face. The water looks so fresh and inviting. I can't wait to get out of this dress. Sir, you say you want my hand in marriage, but you're too shy to see me undress. Sir, you have slayed goblins to get me, but my body frightens you? You have no reason to feel embarrassed. Although, I have to admit, I do find this pretty amusing. I figured you would ravish me the first chance I gave you. I didn't expect a man who turns red at the first sight of tits. You know, if I do accept your proposal, I certainly hope you don't expect us to live in celibacy. Perhaps you'll feel more inclined to look when I am not covered in soil. I will try my best to look suitable for you. Oh, the water feels great. It was just what I needed. The perfect temperature to feel refreshing but not cold. Sir, why don't you join me? I'm sure you could use some washing up too after your fight. You really are bad at lying. I like that. You got them all. I told you when I counted the bodies. I'm telling you, you are in the clear. So, remove your armor and join me. Well, if you can't see where I'm going with this, I guess I'll have to put it bluntly. I will forever be indebted to you for saving my life, and I want to give you a reward. But if your honor compels you to turn down such a reward I'm offering, know that I will not marry a man I have not spent at least one night with. And right now, I am inviting you to feel my skin and lips pressed against yours. But if you don't want my body, you better start thinking of another prize to ask my father for. That's what I thought. I'll tell you again. Remove your armor and join me in the water. I promise it'll be worth your while. Why would I turn around? I want to watch my potential husband undress. Start by removing your helmet for me. Now that is a pretty face. Your luscious hair is a nice contrast to your beard stubble. Now, go on. Take off the rest of your armor. Yes, I will comment on your body as you do so. Oh, you got so far. What did you get all shy for again? Scared you have too much chest hair, or maybe too little? I'm sorry. I don't mean to antagonize you. I should have known. But you don't need to feel ashamed, sir. Your scars will not scare me away. I assure you, if anything, I feel humbled. Your scars are stronger proof of your valor than the songs of your bravery could ever portray. I have to admit, you are probably the most handsome man I've met. I can think of a few things I'd like to do with you. Would you like to hear what I have in mind? Well, you better get your pants off and join me in the water then. What? You didn't expect me to be so assertive? I've been told as much. I guess I wouldn't fit in with the other fair maidens you've rescued then. But this is me. Take it or leave it. That's what I like to hear, good sir. Come and take me then. You didn't take off your pants. You're doing it now. In the water. Why didn't you take them off before? You didn't want me to see your cock. Sir, I apologize if this is too brash, but are you perhaps a virgin? I don't mind if you are. Truly, I don't. But that would explain why you're acting so coy. I thought as much. I will show you how to please a woman. No, I will show you how to please me. After all, I am the only woman you'll need to please from now on. If you play your cards right, that is. Come over here, sir. Let me feel your body. You are very handsome, you know. Your chest is firm, your shoulders broad, and the water is clear enough for me to see that you have an impressive member down there. Tell me, good sir, how do you imagine these things go? What would be the next step? Very good, sir, but one peck is not enough. I barely even touched your cock. Why did you flinch away like that? How is it possible that a knight such as yourself is so skittish with the lady? You don't have to be shy anymore. I will not judge you. If I am to be your wife, you need to be able to trust me. Let go of your worries and let me lead. Follow my directions and we will both feel great together. Now, grope my breasts. Yes, like that. Now, kiss me and let me take care of you too. How do my tits feel in your hands? You know, you don't have to be so gentle. Squeeze them. Your cock is throbbing in my hand. Now, take your hand and place it between my legs. Yes, I want you to touch me. Slide two fingers inside me. Gods, that feels good. You definitely seem to know what to do with your fingers, at least. Soldiers can be so ham-handed. But you can see the need for delicacy, it seems. That's good, sir. God, I don't want to wait anymore. I need to feel you inside of me. There's a rock over here you can put me on, and that will put me at the right height for you. Okay, my hero. It is time for you to claim me. Show me how much you want me to be your wife. Oh, yes. Oh, God. You feel much bigger inside of me than I thought you would. Oh, no. No, don't worry. You're not hurting me. Oh, quite the opposite, in fact. It feels so good. Oh, yes, go ahead. Oh, move faster. Just like that. Oh, kiss me. Oh, kiss me. Kiss me. God. Oh, you like this too, don't you, my hero? Your tongue was not this eager when we kissed earlier. No. Don't ask to grab my tits. Just do it. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, like that. Oh, play with my nipples. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, it feels great. Don't stop. Don't stop, sir. Oh, don't stop thrusting into me. God, I need you to fill me up. Oh, I've never been with a man who fits me this perfectly. Oh, fuck. Yes, your cock is perfect. Perfect. Oh, God, baby. Let your voice out. I see you try to keep it in, but don't. I want to hear your moans. No, fuck. Yes, you sound like a beast. Show me the beast you sound like and fucking take me. Make me yours. I am not a helpless maiden. I can take it. Oh, fuck. Yes, fuck me harder. Ravish me. Oh, God, yes, yes, yes. Oh, it feels so fucking good. No, oh, I'm getting close. So fucking close. No, oh, I'm gonna come. You as well? Yeah? Oh, come inside of me. Yes, I want it. I need it. Oh, fucking bust your load inside of me and truly mark me. Oh, God, yes. Yes, come inside of me. No. Yes. Oh. Oh, 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 yes. Oh, 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 wow. I've never felt that way with a man before. You made me feel things I didn't know were possible. Yes, that is a good thing. I loved it. How was it for you? Was my pussy good enough for you? Good, because we are going to do this a lot. Yes, I do accept, good sir. We'll set up the ceremony as soon as we get back, but until then, we have a 3-day journey ahead of us. Let's make the most of it. Oh my gosh, honey, that was so fun. Oh, I can't wait for you to share your next fantasies with me.